开始之前呢，还是要先念一下开经偈。那中文先在英文哈。那 before we start, we still need to recite the verse for beginning the sutra, and we will do Chinese first and English. Okay, let us together.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dhamma is difficult to encounter even in a billion aeons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.这个自从上一次讲《圆觉经》是什么时候啊？6月。很久以前。所以我们今天好先来复习一下。我们今天要讲的是第六位菩萨。第六位菩萨呢叫做已经一半了哈，清净慧菩萨。那今天复习一下前面五位菩萨的问题跟佛的解答，因为今天这五位菩萨，过去五位菩萨讲的东西跟今天整个经文是有关系的。So it has been a while that I gave the last talk, maybe in June, right? Long time ago. So today in the beginning, I will start to refresh what we have learned from the past.Today I'm going to talk about the sixth Bodhisattva called Bodhisattva of Pure Wisdom. It's from the Sutra of Complete Enlightenment. Okay, the reason I want to refresh that is those previous five Bodhisattva, their question and answer from Buddha are related to our today's talk. Okay. 那第一位大家都还记得吗？文殊师利菩萨。文殊师利菩萨最主要起来问的是因为他看到了佛示现平等无二的清净就是平等的这个佛的境界，那他马上就要起来问说，那我要怎么样才能够证到这个佛的境界。那基本上佛就是说，我们本来就有这样的清净觉性，只是因为有无明，所以我们看不见。那佛就花了一段时间讲无明是什么，所以他的方法就是直接我们就有佛性啊，这样子。So the first Bodhisattva is Manjushri. The reason that he brought up the first question is he saw Buddha use his superpower to manifest the non-duality phenomena or non-duality attainment, and not much Bodhisattva realized that what happened, but Manjushri, since he is the foremost of wisdom, so he know what happened, then he brought up the question, you know, how can I attain this, the Buddha you have, you manifest right now. And so the Buddha say, you know, we all, every one of us has this original we have this complete enlightenment, but we cannot see it because we have ignorance. So Buddha spend the rest of the chapter explain what ignorance is. 那第二个菩萨呢，就是好啊，当佛解释说无明是什么啦，所以你把无明放掉了之后，你就可以看到我清净的觉相，你就成佛了。可是我们还是放不掉嘛，所以第二个普贤菩萨就很慈悲的起来问哦，他说：“哎呀，对呀，这个无明啊，让我们觉得身跟心都是真的。既然身心是幻的话，就是身是幻的啦，心也是幻的。那请问我们要怎么修行？我们要如何以幻修幻？”那佛就跟我们讲说，四种远离 你用四种远离的方法去以幻修幻，它就像是两根木头摩擦之后产生火了之后呢，你把身跟心都一起烧掉，这样的方法。那他就讲了四个远离的层次，远离身，远离心的幻，然后远离什么，你想远离身心如幻的这个想法。第四个层次是你要根本就远离，有远离这回事。四种层次，也就是借由这种四种层次的远离，远离我执跟法执，才能够彻底的觉悟圆满的佛性。So, the second Bodhisattva is Bodhisattva Samantabhadra. Okay. He told the Buddha, you know, I know the ignorance, but you know, you say the body, our body is illusory, the mind is also illusory. How can I use illusory body to an illusory mind to practice so that I can see my real nature? Okay, so the Buddha basically answered that, you know, you use four kinds of detachment to detach those illusory phenomena. And the first one is, you know that the body is illusory, so you detach the attachment, you know, your body. And then you detach the attachment to your mind. And then you detach the thought that you want to detach. And the fourth level is, if you detach, there is a thing or a phenomena that you can detach. Yes?
Who or what is detaching from?
Yes. So that's basically the third level. The third level. So if you still think that you can detach, who is detaching? This is a good question. You know, you want to detach the body, you want to detach the mind. And who is detaching? So you still have subject and object, right? So the third level, you have to detach the duality, that there is a subject, that someone is detaching something. You let go of it. And the fourth level is, let go of that there is a thing, the phenomena, or the process that called detaching. So basically you detach the attachment to the Dharma. Okay? So that's the question. So Buddha gave an analogy explained, you know, the process of using illusory mind and illusory body to practice is just like a two lock, you know, wood lock. You sort of scratch the two wood locks and you generate fire and then you burn down both of them. Okay, so that's the analogy that Buddha gave. Okay, if you have questions, you can interrupt me anytime. But I need to have some time to go through my today's topic, okay? 那第三个呢，就是说，好啊，已经以幻修幻了哈，你就用四个层次的远离，你知道是幻的，你就把它远离了，好，这样你就可以成佛了嘛，哈，可以看到圆满觉醒。可是呢，我们还有98%的人，就是说，对，我知道要远离，就像住持法师一直跟我们讲说，你看呐、啊，你心中的妈妈就不是真的妈妈，但是你还是会。习性上你没有办法放下它，就我们的修行的功德力不够，根不够力，所以这种顿根的法门我们就听到可以理解，但是没有办法做到。这时候普眼菩萨呢，他就很慈悲的站起来问说，啊，对对对，佛你讲的真好，但是有没有什么渐次的法门，有没有那个阶梯齁，让我爬的，我一下子没有办法远离这些东西，有没有阶梯可以让我爬这样子。那这个问题对我们来讲非常重要，尤其是我们初发心的菩萨，我们很想修行，但是呢 一下子又到不到佛的境界，有时候就不想去修行了。那佛就跟我们讲啊，刚开始你一定要修定啊，要持戒啊，然后呢你要去思维，去观察这个我们身是四大假合的哈，地水火风四大假合，所以不是真的。然后呢，因为四大假合之后，我们就有六根，眼耳鼻眼耳鼻舌身嘛哈。有了六根之后呢，你就开始接收讯息，接收了讯息之后呢，你就是做一些分别判断，然后你就以为这是你的心，你喜欢这个，你不喜欢这个，现在很热，现在很冷，都是因为你六根接受了讯息，然后起了判断，你不喜欢它，所以你觉得你不喜欢这个是你，我的心情不好，天气太热，不喜欢看到黑色，不喜欢看到红色，心情就不好，甚至我的小孩子不吃饭，我也很生气，这你都觉得这是我的心，那这个时候你就要去从日常生活中去观察，去思维，这些都不是你，这些都不是你。从身有一个在这个章节里面，佛陀花了很多的章节告诉我们，其实就在修四念处，观身不净，观受是苦，观法观心无常，观法无，就这样一直修去，把这些所谓幻的东西都把它放下。那师父举了一个很好玩的例子，就是他说这个桌上有一个木头钉子，有没有钉在这桌子上啊修行很苦，你知道有一个东西是假的，你用一个钉子把它钉出来，打出来，对不对？结果第二根钉子不就卡进去了吗？你再用第三个钉子再把它打出来，第二个跑出来了，第三个卡进去了，然后你就一直重复这个动作，你就一直去破除你自己的执着，可是你后面的那个方法变成你的执着，然后再用一个方法再破执着，你一直有个执着在那边。可是师父说，虽然修行很苦，他要一个很长的时间，可是你就一直钉，一直打那个钉子，打到怎么样呢？打到你知道这个洞是空的，就是我们的本性就是空性的时候呢，有没有钉子已经不重要了，因为你已经知道那个洞是空的。So the third Bodhisattva is Bodhisattva universal vision. So he praised the Buddha, you know, like the teaching is very good, you know, very direct. But probably 98% of us, we cannot do it. You know, it's easier said than done, right?He said, I understand it, but I cannot do it. Just like Abbot keep telling us, the teaching, he keep teaching us that, you know, what you see, what your memory are all illusory. It's not a real thing. But we still attach to it. We still get mad with our family person, with our friends. If the environment is too hot, too cold, we generate vexation.So, is any, you know, like a sequential stages that we can practice so that I can go step by step until I get enlightenment? It's a very good question for us, that we just initiate our body mind, we want to practice the Buddha path, and we want to attain the Buddhahood. But, you know, we have many difficulties. We need stages that we can climb.Gradually. And so Buddha say, okay, yeah, the first you can do is you have to cultivate the samadhi. You have to keep your body and mind in a calm state at all times. Try your best. And then you have to uphold the precepts. Because if you break the precepts, it will disturb your mind. And then you start to contemplate thatYour body is actually the combination of four elements. You know, four elements: the earth, the water, the fire, the wind. Right? It's a composition of those four elements. So it's not real you. You know, it keeps changing. We, you know, we 30 years ago, we are a little girl, right? And now look at us. And then 20 years later, wrinkles, white hair. No, the body is not real you. It keeps changing. And then, those part of your body, like eyes, ear, nose, tongue, and your body, those are six organs that you receive signals from the environment, right? Like the temperature, hot, you know, like, black color, red color, I don't like it. You know, the smell, the taste, you discriminate anytime, like every time, anywhere. And then you start to relate it to your taste. Like, I like it, I don't like it, I don't want it, I want it. And then your mind, you start to generate vexation. And you think the feeling or the judgment is you, your mind. But it's not your mind. Okay? So you can contemplate step by step. And it, Buddha spent a long length of a teaching in that chapter, teach us how to do this contemplation. It's basically the four mindfulness of four fundamentals of mindfulness. Okay, the practice of that. And so Shifu say, okay, you know, it will take a long time to practice, but you know, don't be upset, because practice is just like, you know, if there is a wooden nail in the table and you want to take it out, and the way you can take it out is you punch the second nail right in to replace the first one, and the first one come out, let go, right? But unfortunately the second nail get in, attach in, and you use the third one to do it again, and you keep doing it, the previous nail come out but the latter nail to get in. And that's okay, you just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep practicing, until one day you realize that the hole is empty. That our Buddha nature is actually the emptiness, the nature of emptiness. And at that point, it doesn't matter that it has nailed or not. Okay? So that's the third teaching. And the fourth teaching is 那是第四个菩萨呢叫做金刚藏菩萨。那金刚藏菩萨呢，他就开始，他就很好奇，他说：“我，对，我们本来成佛嘛，圆觉经的最重要的，好，我开始的时候也讲过，所有佛的讲的经典只有两部经。”讲众生本来成佛，一个是华严经，一个就是圆觉经。那我们本来就成佛，请问为什么我们现在是众生凡夫？那如果呢是我们本来是佛，后来变凡夫，那佛请问你什么时候又再起无明变成凡夫？基本上他在问的一个道理就是说，还有就是说，如果哈是，是我们无明本来就有的哈，那怎么会你说我们众生本来成佛呢？他就问了三个问题，那这三个问题基本上要问的一个核心问题就是说，我们众生是怎么来的，生命的缘起是什么？科学家都一直在探讨。生命是 original 是怎么来的？那这个金刚藏菩萨也很好奇这个问题。大家本来是佛，怎么会有众生呢？ Okay, 那佛就说了，他举了一个例子，他没有正面回答说是怎么样，可他说，你知道吗？你就是举了很多例子哈，比如说我们坐船的时候，我们坐在船上，我们就以为岸在动，对不对？岸在移动嘛。那个火把，火把转很快，就以为是一个火轮。那我就说，其实呢，我们看不清事情的真相，看不见佛性，是因为我们有轮回之见。 因为这个轮回之见，所以我们看不清事情的真相之外呢，我们还会有很多的疑问。那这个部分呢，就是佛回答说，其实呢，这个问题不是正确的问题。那之前当然我们有举了一些例子了哈，就是说，比如说，大家知道那个平行线吗？那没有再来，就是说我们会有一些幻象，以为就像说那个佛法好了，那你会看到佛法的时候，你就觉得哇，这个佛法的这个直径有多长？它旋转的，它这个火轮呢，它的光度有多少？你问这个问题的时候，其实不是正确的问题，因为它不是火轮，它事实上是一个火把，一个火把它没有一个直径，它只是一个长度，它不是一个圆。所以当你在问这个火轮的直径有多长的时候呢，它就不是一个正确的问题，因为它不是一个圆，你不可能问它的直径有多长。OK， so 佛就讲说，其实呢，众生何来？就是因为我们有轮回之见。那要怎么破轮回之见是下一个问题。So the fourth is Bodhisattva. Vajragava. Okay. So he sort of understand what Buddha say, you know, for the previous three questions. But he basically bring up a question that the scientists always keep asking. What is the origin of life? Where does life come from? Okay. So Buddha, in the beginning, Buddha say, you know, we are originally Buddha. We have intrinsic Buddha nature. Already exists in every one of us. Don't look outside, inside us. Okay. And Buddha say, all sentient beings have ignorance. So the question is, you know, Buddha, you say that we are originally attained the enlightenment. Why we have ignorance? Okay, if the ignorance we already have this ignorance in the beginning, why you say that we are intrinsically Buddha? And third, if we are the Buddha in the beginning and the later on generate ignorance, so that's why we are sentient beings right now, ordinary people right now, then Buddha, when will you give rise to ignorance and become a sentient being again? Okay. So that makes sense, right? So what is the, why, what do we come from, originally come from, as a sentient being? And Buddha does not answer directly to these three questions. Instead, Buddha says, the reason you have these three questions is you have cyclic views. You didn't see the true phenomena. So that's why you ask false questions. So in the sutra, Buddha gives many analogies of what the cyclic views is. One is, you know, a torch, you know, a torch. So if you rotate very fast, if you have a torch, you rotate very fast. And then what we see is a fire wheel, right? And because our mind is not calm enough, our vision is not fast enough, so what we see is the fire wheel instead of torch individually connect each other. At that point, we might ask, you know, what is the radius of this fire wheel? And this question becomes what? irrelevant. It's not a question, because there is no wheel for you to measure the radius. It's a torch, you can measure the length, but not radius. So the question, why we have these three questions about ignorance or the Buddha nature? Because we didn't see the Buddha nature. That's why we have cyclic view. So that's why we have these three questions. Okay. So, 然后接着进入了第五个，那很简单了，那个我就说你们就是因为我们有轮回见，是处于轮回之中，看不到事情的真相，所以就是问错的问题。那这时候当然会有一个菩萨站起来问了，那请问我要怎么断轮回之见？请问我要怎么断？要怎轮回之见要如何断？谁站起来问？就是我们上一个礼拜上次讲的，就是弥勒菩萨。那弥勒菩萨除了问这个如何断轮回根本之外呢，他还问说，轮回有几种性啊？就是修佛，就是说有几，他因为是什么当来下生弥勒尊佛嘛，所以呢，他很 care 的是，他要来这边度众生的时候呢，他要怎么帮助众生断轮回见，他要面对多少种类的众生，然后要怎么用方便法教他们。那我就跟他讲说，其实轮回之见的缘由就是来自于恩爱贪欲，恩爱爱欲，因为有爱欲，所以有爱就有欲，有欲望的欲，有爱就有欲。那因为这个爱欲呢，我们呢生命就从这边而来，然后我们就会爱我们，爱我们的生命，因为又要爱我们的生命，我们的贪嗔痴慢疑什么都通通会跟着一起来。所以最原始最源头的问题点还是在于我们的爱欲。这个爱欲呢是从最小的昆虫毛毛虫或是那个低等动物都会有的，他们有这个我们讲食色性也，会想要延续生命，他们就会想要交配产生下一代，这就是淫欲。那要维持生命我们就要吃，为了这两个基本的需求呢，我们众生呢就产生了非常非常多的烦恼。那最为什么又会有这样的爱欲呢？就是因为有两种的障碍，一个是视障，一个是理障。那因为视障理障的深浅不同呢，就有五种的众生啊，在这边有讲。那当然有时候分类会不太一样，基本上一类的众生就是没有修行没有听闻佛法的人，他觉得很好啊，这个贪着在五欲灯红酒绿之中是非常好的一件事情，没有修行的众生，然后是修行的众生，然后呢是声闻缘觉，然后是菩萨，然后是佛。佛是四障理障已断了，那其他这个我不再赘述，就是把因为我们有不同的四障理障，所以有这样五种的差别。那要怎么样方便教化众生呢？那 上一次的 talk 也有讲，那基本上就是点出来要怎么断欲，就是断这个恩爱贪欲。So the next Bodhisattva got to have someone to ask Buddha, you know, how we have cyclic view, how can we cut off the cyclic views? So that is the Bodhisattva Maitreya. That was my last talk about Bodhisattva Maitreya. And he asked, you know, okay, we have cyclic views, what does it come from? How can we cut it off? And Buddha say, you know,the core reason is we have attached love. Because attached love, this attached love, we generate desire. And because of this desire, you know, we sort of like, we, we were attached to our life. So we are all, you know, scared to die, right? Because we want to protect our life. And because of this attached love, we generate a lot of vexation. Even the very low level of living, like insects or worms, they have a passionate love of sex and eat. Okay, sex they need to generate offspring to continue the life, and eat we need to survive. So that's why we need to eat. Because of these two desires, we have to do, like as human being, we have to do a lot of things, and we generate a lot of vexation. And then Bodhisattva Maitreya was the next Buddha that will come to this our world and attain the Buddhahood. So he cared that, you know, when he re-enter into this world, how many capacities of people he will encounter, and how he can teach them to cut off this cycle of the samsara views. Okay, so I shared that part in my last talk, and I won't repeat it again because I have to save time for today's talk. And now, five capacities is those who doesn't know any Buddha Dharma, who never practice, they satisfied with this desired world. Okay, the second level is that like us, we start to practice, but not get to any level yet. The third level is Saravakas and Pratika Buddhas. Okay, and the fourth level is Bodhisattva, and the fifth level is Buddha. Okay, they have different levels of obstructions of principle and phenomena, and Buddha is the one that has not at all the obstruction of the phenomena and principles. Okay, so after the question asked by Bodhisattva Maitreya, the next one who raised question is Bodhisattva of pure wisdom. Okay, so that will be today's talk. 那接下来呢，清净慧菩萨站起来问问题了哈，就是弥勒菩萨呢，要来到这个世间呢，会遇到五种不同根性的人，然后他要帮助他们成佛。那清净慧菩萨呢，就是哎呀，再站起来赞美一下佛，说哎，这个七情太好了哈，请五个。那他一听到说哇，有五类的人啊，他就很好奇了。他说：“哎，请问佛说，这他们这五类的人哈，所证道的境界有什么差别？就是意思就是说，哎，他们证悟的境界，我要怎么知道他们是属于哪个 level 的人啊？我怎么知道他是属于菩萨呢？声闻缘觉呢，还是在修行的凡夫呢？”他们正道的境界到底如何？那很多人啊，在师父教导禅修的时候，有没有常常我们就会哇，很奇怪奇妙的经验，常常就要去找师父说把我认可一下吧。有的人就希望说，是不是觉得好像自己成佛了，还是开悟了哈，帮我认可一下，这很重要啊，对不对？就像说，我们在鼓励小孩念书，我们在这个世俗之间有多少的学位可以拿？小孩子你跟他说赶快去念书，念书啊，念书要做什么？念书你小学毕业之后要念什么？中学念完念高中，对不对？他高中毕业了，有的爸爸妈妈就解脱了哈，你就 you are on your own， 不要，咱们就不要再烦我了哈。那这个中国的爸爸妈妈就说：“哎呦，你赶快哦，再去上一点常春藤大学，一定要大学毕业才会被人家尊重嘛，哈，才会找到好的工作。然后大学之后还有没有什么？ 硕士，还要博士，对不对？它一层一层不同的 level， 你知道吗？就表示你不同的程度。那别人在聘你工作的时候，就看你看你的这个学历嘛，哈，哪个 level 的，然后测验一下是不是真的有这个能力，然后就聘你去做比较好的事情。所以这个可我们来界定这个 level 很。对清净慧菩萨来讲说，哎，很重要，不然我们怎么知道我们修了半天到底到了哪个层次呢？哈，这个很重要。So, the Bodhisattva of pure wisdom, that upon hearing Buddha say that, okay, there are five capacities of people that Bodhisattva Maitreya will encounter in this world, he very curious asked Buddha, you know, well.What kind of this, different kinds of attainment they will get? You know, just like, you know, during the retreat, often when the practitioner has a great experience, they will go to the master or go to the shifu saying, you know, I have this such experience. Am I enlightened? You know, maybe I become a Buddha already. So they care, you know.How you can tell what level I'm in, you know, or those people are in. You know, it's very important. Any criteria, any kind of things that we can tell, okay? It's just like, you know, like nowadays in our life, we always encourage students, you know, our kids to go to school, study hard, right? Because we tell them after you finish.6 years of elementary school, then you can go to what? Junior high and senior high, and then you go to Ivy League, you know, go to good college, you get a very good bachelor degree from those good school, you can guarantee a good job. And if you can do better, go get a master or PhD degree, then you're all set in this life.Right, and so if you are the company owner, sometimes you want to recruit employee, right? You look at what? Look at their resume first, and say, okay, you got a bachelor degree, and I test you, you know, your knowledge, your ability, to see if you are really have that level. And if you are PhD, then I ask different level of questions, and test you, and go, and I give you a better job or more challenging job.And pay you better, right? Much better. So the levels are very important. 那对不对？小孩子就一直长大，他就一直读书，对不对？然后就学历越来越好了，知识能力越来越棒。但是我们的人生呢？当我们越来越老的时候啊。我们越来越老的时候，是不是越来越有智慧？是不是烦恼越来越少？没有，为什么？照理说，我们应该是哈一层一层的爬嘛，应该越爬越高，越来越有智慧啊。最后年老的时候是变两条眉毛的智者，什么人有什么问题都来找你的那样的人，对不对？可是我们大部分人都不是呢，哈，要进棺材以前呢，还有一大堆的烦恼，财产、小孩，哇，各式各样的烦恼，我们好像没有变得比较更有智慧了，是不是？越活越颠倒。But you know, for us, when we get old, do we get more wisdom?Can we resolve more obstacles or have less vexation or the opposite? Why is that? You know, through ages, we should learn more. We should accumulate more experiences, life experiences. We should have more ability and wisdom to faceall the problems or difficulties in our life, right? but most of us not. And some people when they die, when they are dying, you know, they still have many, many, many things unresolved. Their money, their kids, their job, I don't know, friends, a lot of things. And you have so many, you accumulate so many regrets, so many unsatisfaction. Why is that? 是不是？那所以这就是为什么同样的道理，修行人在用方法修行的时候，不是修得越久就越好，哎，是不是这样？修行哦，他不是说告诉你，我已经跟师父禅修30年了，我们这些才刚进来，连师父的面都没见过了，可能要一边站，最好听我讲就好了。不是这样的，初学者搞不好人家是再来人，很多事情呢有时候越修越回去，因为什么啊？因为你对你的修行方法产生了执着。那接下来佛就告诉我们说，开宗明义就讲哦，他说对，你在问我有不同层次的证悟境界是吗？可是我告诉你，他还是要回归到文殊师利菩萨问的。他说我们的圆觉自信本来就有，本来就平等，好，没有说佛证的境界跟凡夫证的境界有什么差别。因为什么？在佛的世界里面没有凡夫与佛的差别，没有这个凡夫，哎，什么？刚刚讲的五个 level， 对不对？什么菩萨、声闻、缘觉的，没有这些差别，因为它本来就平等的，每个人众生都是佛嘛，佛看每个人都是佛嘛，他不会去分别说你是众生，你是什么。他说，首先，在我回答你的问题之前呢，我要告诉你，好，你就是缘觉自性呢，非性性有。寻诸性起，无取无众，无取无证，于实相中无菩萨及众生。好，所以呢，我们的呢，我们的众生本性呢，跟是平等的。所以呢，在如果你能够 follow 我所说的东西的话，没有，就是说没有一个修行。跟修行的方法跟修行的人，所以就没有一个证悟的境界跟一个证悟的人。开宗明义先把不要被人家的问题转了，有时候你要讲一件事情，人家问你一个很奇怪的问题，你会被那个问题转掉，你要回到原来你要讲的东西上，然后再做方便的解释他人的问题。佛在这圆觉经里面就很厉害，每一个菩萨来跟他问问题，他都回归到文殊师利回答文殊菩萨讲的东西，就是原来都是这样，原来是没有分别，原来是平等的。但是因为我们都在梦中，因为我们都还没有开悟成佛，在我们凡夫的世界里面呢，就有这样的，就才回答你的问题。Okay. So when a Bodhisattva of pure wisdomHe asked, you know, how many attainments can we achieve? Buddha always go to, you know, the first level when he asked, when he answered the Bodhisattva Manjushri, that we are originally Buddha. Everything has no duality. They are all equal. So in Buddha's view, in Buddha's world,there is no five levels of people, capacity of people, no sentient beings, no Buddha, no Bodhisattva, you know, no levels, everyone are the same. Okay, because our natures are the same. However, So that's why, because we are all the same, so there is a subject, a people that is practicing a method, an object. No duality, okay? So in Buddha's world, no duality, no subject, no object. But since we are all sentient beings, we are all in the sentient being's view, and basically we are all in a dream, so we have different questions, and that's why Buddha start to ask, okay? And Buddha start to answer the questions. 那佛就讲了，他说证悟的境界哈，在这里面分享有四种。如果我们是渐修，我们会有四种类证悟的境界哈。那他的状况是怎么样的哈？第一个 level 哈，是我们凡夫的境界哈，凡夫修行，它叫凡夫清的清净水，凡夫的随顺觉性哈。它是怎样呢？就是说，我们本来的凡夫哈是什么尘劳，有很多的尘劳，就是从无始以来呢，因为我们的妄想还有我爱，所以我们在这个里每个念头每个念头就绕在这个无明跟这个我爱当中呢，所以就起嗔爱，就又爱这个又恨这个。然后就会落在五欲之中啊，不能自拔，每天都在牢狱当中，就很烦嘛。所以有人就想要开始学佛，要修行，想要放下一些烦恼。那我这次哈去参加那个亲子营啊，然后听到很多的故事哈。那住持法师举了很多例子让大家分享。然后呢，他希望用一个无我的态度呢，去帮助大家处理面对日常生活的问题。那我最普遍听到的，就光在家里哈，叫小孩子吃饭哈，就很烦，叫一辈子，是吧？叫了十几年，就光请他们下来吃饭，有的爸爸妈妈没有辙的状况下，干脆用什么？他用那个打 text。因为每个人都在电脑上，不能自拔，饭菜都冷掉了，就下来就打 text 吃饭，然后大家就下来吃饭。然后大家喜不喜欢听钢琴？我为了学钢琴这件事情，破坏了很多家庭的亲子关系，就是爸爸妈妈叫小孩去学钢琴，小孩不要学。一天要练三遍才能去睡觉，就为了这个事情，从小到大就吵闹不休。所以有一个家长他就很感慨，他说他觉得这个 piano 是最不好的产品，破坏亲子关系。那小孩怎么说呢？小孩说，我的妈妈不了解我，我一点都不喜欢钢琴，就要我去练钢琴。我喜欢跳，我喜欢体操，他就不要送我去练体操。你看哈，这里面也没有什么对跟错，但是呢，就会每个人就站在自己的角度，有他的爱，跟他的妄想，希望小孩子有一天成为钢琴家还是什么的。那，就你每天的事情会花很多事情，就盘绕在这些上面，一辈子就这样过去了哈。因为小孩子结束之后，还有马上有什么来了，就有孙子来了，那就好到你入土的时候，搞不好有曾孙子了，这样就每天就在为了这些事情烦虑。那我就说，当你开始修行的时候，至少是开始，那你能修到什么样的程度呢？ The first level, so the Buddha say, okay.Since we ordinary people, we are all in a dream. Okay, so when you practice in this chapter, Buddha describes four levels of attainment that we can achieve if we practice gradually.
fourth level that we can attain. The first level is for the so-called ordinary people. So usually in our daily life, okay, we have ignorance, we have illusory thought, we have attached love, and then we generate vexation every day. So last week, I went to our family camp, saw the parents program that our other president tried to use the concept of North South, try to help the parents to resolve their daily problems. And the problem I heard, a lot of people just have generate a lot of vexation because of dinner. Every time they cook hot meals, and then they call all the family come down for the dinner. Nobody come down. Everyone is in the middle of something, and most of the kids attached to the computer. They cannot detach to the computer. So one of the moms, he find out a way. Send a text through the phone. Dinner. Come down to eat dinner. And everybody from the computer see the message and they come down. They ignore the screaming from the mom screaming from downstairs. Nobody reply. And then mom send a text for dinner. Then people come down. And the other thing is, I don't know for American family, for Chinese family in America, most of the parents will send their kids to learn piano or violin, you know. And one of the moms just very upset and tell the other, say, I think piano is the worst product of this world because it ruined my relationship with my kids. Because of learning piano, parents and kids always have different opinions. And they force the student, they force the kids to practice daily. And the kids just want to go out and play, right? And because of this, they have so many frictions between parents and kids. And one of the children told us, my mom don't understand me. She sent me to learn piano, but I don't like it at all. I like to play gymnast. I want to become a gymnast. But my mom never wanted to send me to learn that. Okay, so we face kids' problem, and later on we face grandchildren's problem, and maybe before we die, there is a grandchildren's problem. So our whole life start with all these problems. But one day you realize that you don't want it, you want to detach it, and you come to learn Buddha Dhamma, you come to practice, right? And what kind of attainment can we get when we practice? 所以呢，那我们可以得到什么境界呢？第一个境界，他说，当我们能够修行到劳律永断哦。 就是我们这些所有的疑虑，这些担心，通通没有了，都切断的时候呢，得法界境，你会觉得这个世界都是清，你看的世界是清净美好的，不简单了，有的人可能以为他已经开悟了，就是你看到世界的每一个人，每一件事情都是清净美好的。 这个时候是佛讲的第一个境界，叫凡夫随顺寂静。为什么呢？因为你执着这样的境界，你执着这个清净，因为你执着它，所以你不能超越，你会卡在这个境界，你还在第一个层次凡夫的。但是已经不错了，凡夫你还可以随顺觉性。 因为我们的觉性本来就清净嘛，对，你还可以随着你的觉性，但是对不起，你还在凡夫的阶段。
So you pick a master and you pick a mother, you start to practice. You practice, and until you can cut off all the worries, all the vexations, cut off all of them, no more vexation. And from your view, you see this world so pure. All the people you see, all the things, war, you know, disaster, everyone, this world, so pure, so clean, so wonderful. And some people may think that, oh, maybe I get enlightened already. But sorry, this is only the first level of attainment, and you are still ordinary sentient being. But the good thing is, you are ordinary sentient being, but you are according with our Buddha nature. Because our Buddha nature is always pure and clean. So you can follow, follow this nature, but the attainment you have is still in sentient, ordinary sentient beings level. Why? Because you have attachment to the clean and pure. You think this world is clean and pure. So, on the other hand, there is something that is not pure and not clean, right? 所以师父呢，他常常哈，有人就会问他说，开悟的感觉是怎么样？师父说，不，当你还有感觉的时候呢，你还在凡夫第一个层次。所以呢，很多人你看啊，就咚咚咚跑去找师父说，我觉得我的身体不见了，我觉得一片光明。我觉得怎么样又怎么样，师父听完就说 OK， 回去继续用方法。当你还有感觉怎么样又怎么样的时候呢，对了，你是用方法用得很好的，是很好的体会，但是还没有，还没有突破第一个层，你还在第一个层次。但是呢，这样的一个体验呢，会给我们产生信心，修行的信心。所以呢，在华严经不是讲菩萨五十二个阶位吗？这个层次是在实性、实境的层次，啊，十个性位慢慢的一直加深。 So the first level, so that's why people like to ask 师父, you know, because they think 师父 get enlightened, so they ask 师父。What's the feeling of enlightenment? 师父说， Once you have feeling, you are not enlightened. You are in the first level. Okay? So during the retreatant like to go to 师父, you know, I lost the sense of my body. I feel unlimited light. I feel joyful. You know, I think I'm enlightened. 师父always say, go back to your seat.Use your method. Because you still feel something. It's not it. It's not it. Okay? But you know, in Huayan school, they divided the Bodhisattva stages into 52 steps, stages. And this stage is uneasy. It's not easy. Okay? It's in the 10th phase stages. Because once you have those.Experience, you can generate faith. You know that the Buddha Dharma works, and you know that the Buddha can help you cut off vexation. Okay, 很多人问师父说，我哈不用学佛，我可以借由犯错哈来成长，对不对？比如说我打小孩，这次不成功，我就改进一下嘛。我不用学佛。那师父说， 学佛学禅可以让你避免错误，就是说当你能够藉由佛学佛学禅呢得到一些体验的时候呢，你就会放下很多执着，你会放下很多的烦恼，好，到这个 境界是劳虑永断的时候呢，你根本不用那么费劲嘛，哈，去每一个错每一个错都犯过以后，然后你才可以提升自己嘛。所以修行虽然哈劳虑永断才在第一个境界，还是很重要的。Some people just told 师父 ，you know, I don't think I need to practice because I can learn from mistakes. I make mistakes and I learn. I don't have to learn Buddha Dharma. I don't have to practice them.But see how long, how much time you have for your life. 师父 say, practice Zen, you can cut off all the vexation, all the worries. You don't have to make mistakes in order to cut off vexation, right? And through the experience you have, you can generate faith and you can practice deeper. So practice is very important. Even though this is only at the firstlevel, but it's very useful, and you have to practice. 好，那到第二个 level， 就说第一个 level 就是说你还执取那个境界，它是清净的，那你会执着在那个清安清净的境界的时候，好，你在第一个 level， 但是有一天你的修行，你用方法，忽然可以知道说啊，这是一个执着。我必须要放下它，那你就到了第二个层次。第二个层次，有时候我们用方法用很好的时候呢，禅师哈、哦、师父就跟我们讲说，方法放掉，前提是用到很好同一心的时候了哈、哦，你觉得有清安静出现的时候，方法放掉，可是。有时候放不掉，因为已经执着在那边，所以当你能够放掉的时候，放掉那清净的境界的时候呢，你已经到了第二个层次。 So if you are at the first level, you attach to the feeling or to the attainment of the purity, the clean and wonderful body and mind feeling. That's good, first level. But one day you realize that, oh, I attach to it. I attach to the ease, light and ease stage of my body and mind. I have to let go. And if you can let go, you get to second level. You know, so when we practice method,during the retreat, when the master knows that you are at the stage of unification of body and mind, or unification of body and mind and environment, then sometimes they will instruct you to let go of the method. But some people just cannot let go. Cannot let go of the method, but if you can let go, you can get into the second level.那第二个层次，想说那是不是就开悟了呢 ？Sorry， 还没有。第二个层次呢，是你虽然能够把那个清净的境界放掉以后，清安清净的境界放掉以后，可是你还执着一个见解、见觉，是。谁？还有一个人放掉那个方法，还有一个人放掉那个清净的境界。你还有一个见觉，还有一个我放掉，对不对？我在用方法，对不对？好，我放掉方法，你还有一个我，那是已经很细微的东西，你还执着这个，所以你在第二个境界。如果你能够再把这个放掉的时候呢，到第三个境界， 就是什么？没有，它叫做造与造者同时即灭。有没有？我们学墨造也好，学参画头也好，墨造墨造，谁在墨谁在造？你还有一个我在墨在造嘛，对不对？那你的墨造境界很好，境界放掉之后，还有一个我在墨造。当你能够也把这个我也放掉之后呢，没有造的东西，也没有造的人，通通放掉以后，你就进入第三个层次了。OK。So if you can let go of the purity that pure experience you have, you went to the second level. But you still have attachment. Who is letting go of this? So sometimes when we use method, right? Use method. Who? You are using the method. You will observe someone is using the method.You still have a second level of self. Who is letting go of this attainment? Right? So you still have a I am letting go. So if you can even let go of this self, you went to the third level.At this level, there is no one is using method, and there is no method. So for example, when we do silent illumination, right? Silent, illuminate. But who is silent? Who is illuminate? When you can let go both, the thing you silent, the things you illuminate,and the one who is doing silent illumination, both of them let go, get to the third level. 那师父就举了一个例子哈，啊，经文里面举了一个例子，他说有一个人哈，我们不是讲说，哎，这只狗我把它砍头，它就死掉了，对不对？我砍这只狗，狗被我砍死了。那我如果砍我自己的头嘞，我把我自己的头砍掉，是我是不是死掉了？这个被砍的对象死掉了之后，而且砍的那个人也死掉了，这样有没有 make sense 吗？就这个方法，就是当造与造者同时即灭的意思，就是说你砍你自己。你是那个对象，也是那个主；你是那个能，也是那个所。能所一起砍，就砍那么一刀。被砍的对象跟砍的人都同时不见，都同时不存在。Okay, so in this chapter, in the sutras, it gives an analogy that what is the state of this is just like, you know.If I'm killing a dog, so I kill the dog, right? The dog's dead. I'm the one who killed the dog. But how about you kill yourself? You cut your head. The one who cut the head is you. And the one who be cut is you also. So this method, you cut both the objectand subject. I am drinking water, right? So this is object and the subject. I drink water, right? How about I eat myself? I eat myself. I'm the one who eat, right? And I'm also the oneTo be eaten. So when I finish this process, the object and subject all disappear. Make sense? Okay. OK, the second level, 补充一下哈，第二个层次呢，就是当我们要断那个，就是还有那个我在 修方法的那个执着的时候呢，它在52个阶位是十住、十行、十回向，看有多长。为了要断这个哈，在十住、十行、十回向上面30个阶位要爬。爬完之后，如果你能照与照着同时即灭的时候，你已经入地了。入地什么？十地菩萨有没有？你就登地了，登就进入十地的菩萨阶位，开始修行。Okay, so I just want to add something. The first level, you are in Huayan school, you are in the ten stages. It's a 10 step you have to climb.And when you get to the second level, you still have a self that who is practicing. Then you are at the 10 dwelling, 10 behavioral activities, and 10 transference stages. There are 30 stages that you have to go through. When you go to the third level here, you went to the 10 stages level. 就登地的菩萨哈。那最后一个层次呢？哦，这边师父哈举了一个公案，他说大家应该听过哈，仰山禅师到尾山禅师哈，尾仰派有没有？仰山禅师到尾山禅师那边参学的时候啊，尾山禅师的首座，他门下的首座，有一次经就看到他仰山禅师，他就问他说哈，有。100头狮子站在100根头发上，你怎么讲？后来呢，仰山禅师在尾山禅师面前就回应这个首座和尚，他说：“哦，请问你哈，头发有2端嘛哈，请问狮子是站在哪一端？你问我嘛，你说100头狮子站在100根头发上，你怎么说？”我就回说，哦，头发有2端呢，请问要站在哪一端？哦，禅师这样子回应哦，都是很奇怪的。那我这个时候首座和尚就很自满的跟他说，没有前，没有后，没有左，没有右。那个仰山禅师哈，就听了之后就转头就走。这时候那个老师啊，那个尾山禅师啊，就取笑他的首座和尚说，哈哈，你的狮子已经被劈成2半了，谁比较高明啊？从他师父的反应里面，谁比较高明？仰山禅师哈。为什么？当然我也没到那个层次哈，是师父写的啦。师父说哈，这个公案呢是这个首座和尚哦，还有前他说没前没后没左没右呢，他还执着一个中间，就是现在这个当下。所以为什么仰山禅师转头就走，他也不去回应这个问题，就是说你还执着说没有这里没有那里，就像我们会执着说没有这个境界，清净的是不对的，你还有一个人去知道一个没有前没有后没有左没有右嘛，所以师父说他还在第二个层次，才到第二个，还没到第三个，这个能所双亡还没进去哈。So in the book, 师父 gave a 公案 to explain. So there is a the name is to 仰山 okay 仰山。Chan Master A, a student A, go to a master's place to practice. And the master has a head monk, okay, head monk in the temple. So one day the head monk passed the students and asked the students, you know, there are 100 lions stand on 100 hairs. What would you say?100 lions stand on 100 hairs.
what would you say? And later on, in front of the master, the student tell the head monk, you know, okay, the hair has two ends. Which end should they stand? See, the question is already ridiculous, right? Lion stand on the hair. And then he replied, okay, two ends. Which end? And then the head monk, very proud of himself, replied, no this end, no that end. No front and no back. And now the student just turn around and walk away. And now the master say something. He told the head monk, uh-oh, your lines were all cut in half. What does it mean? Who is in higher level? Can you tell? No? So the master teasing his head monk. He wants to use this question to challenge the student. But the student's response break his question and show that Shifu say, okay, that the head monk is still in the second level because he is still attached to letting go of this purity. Okay, so he can let go of the purity, know this end and know that end, but he attached to the middle, which is the present moment. That is, at the present moment, he is the one to tell that know this end and know that end. But for the student, he just walk away. Okay, this is the Gong'an, so you can contemplate on it. So even at that stage, he's still at the second stage. Okay. Now, we are going to the fourth level. The last level, obviously, 第四个层次哈，就是刚刚不是已经讲说，造与造者同时即灭吗？我们想说应该说，哎呀，那不就应该开悟了吗？但是对不起，还在实地菩萨的阶位哦，你要慢慢修了。实地到后来还有两个位置是什么？等觉跟妙觉。好，有时候呢，当你的能所双亡的时候呢，你的智慧心是还没有升起的。能所双亡了，你在哪了？智慧在哪呢？智慧心还没有升起来，所以它虽然是已入地的随顺觉性，但是呢，它还没有真正的成佛。在这个经文上，他讲了哈，他说一切障碍即究竟觉，得念思念无非解脱，成法破法皆明涅槃，智慧愚痴通为般若。外道所成就法同是菩提，无名跟真如无同样的境界，无异境界。戒定慧跟淫怒痴都是犯恨，众生国土同一法性，地狱跟天宫呢都是净土，有性无性齐成佛道，一切烦恼毕竟解脱。法界还会照料诸相犹如虚空，这个时候才叫如来随顺觉性。就是说这时候已经智慧升起了，所以烦恼跟智慧是一样的。你这时候能所双亡之后，你现在开始又有了，你知道智慧，你知道愚痴，你知道就戒定慧，你也知道贪嗔痴，可是它是一样的。好，那这是什么意思？第一步哈，如果我们讲前面的部分， 是表示你已经得到所谓的根本智，得到佛的根本智了之后呢，我们刚刚讲哈，根本智是谁？普眼菩萨、普贤菩萨他们的问题都是在讲根本智的问题，可是金刚藏菩萨有没有？就是到了这个弥勒菩萨的层次的时候，弥勒菩萨不是有问佛吗？那请问我到了娑婆世界，我怎么度众生？一样的道理哈，在华严经不是有善财童子五十三参吗？他开悟了以后呢，他要去参学，他要去学一些帮助众生成佛的方法，他要在入世，在娑婆世界里面度众生。可是他在娑婆世界里面看到的一切跟佛的境界是没有差别的，但是他还是知道要用什么方便的方法能够告诉每一个不同的众生去修行。我们之前讲无分别，对不对？根本智是无分别平等的嘛。那请问我要不要知道杯子跟桌子是不一样的？好，你能所双亡的时候，你可能就是说不会去就是说去起分，你没有一个我跟对象的嘛。但是等你知道在后来的时候呢，就是我可以知道你是什么问题，我给你一个方法，然后你可以修行成佛。那每个人都不同，对不对？可是我不会去分别你们每一个人，因为你们每个人都是一样的。那这个其实例子有点难举，但是我就比如说了哈，假如说你是一个很好的妈妈，你生了三个小孩，三个小孩有没有都一样？双胞胎都不一样，是不是？那这三个小孩他的天性、他的才能、他的喜好不一样，你会，如果你想栽培他，你会给他不一样的方法。该学钢琴的学钢琴，该学跳舞的学跳舞，对不对？那比较聪明的就不用去补习班啊，聪明不聪明的要去补习班嘛。可是他们都是你的孩子，你对他们的方法是不一样，可是你用一个平等心在对待他们。这是我能够举到最粗浅、最接近我们凡夫的例子，就是说佛看我们都是一样的，可是他知道我们每个人需要的不同，他又会给我们不同的东西。可是在这个当下，没有我，没有你啊，这是真的智慧。好，就是这个住持法师，继承法师这次好讲了一个很好的 conclusion， 他说什么是智慧？他就是说在这个所有的因缘当中，我们觉得这一群人一个因缘当中，然后有一个因缘变化之后，我必须要去做，我要随着因缘做一件事情的时候，我就去做它，可是我在做的当下没有一个我，那就是智慧。那有我的，我们讲我帮了你啊，你怎么没跟我说多谢，你怎么还摆脸色给我看，这就有我了，对不对？就说这个时候你需要去切菜，你就去切菜，切完菜你就走，就是因缘来了你就去做，因缘走了就结束了，你在这个中间不会产生任何的我执，这就是智慧。在这个阶段的时候已经是智慧升起了，就是等觉跟妙觉。So the fourth level, okay, English. Basically, in the sutra, it says that all the obstacles is the ultimate realization. Okay. You lost your correct view, or you have the correct view, they are all sense liberation. Wisdom and ignorance, they are all prajna paramita. If you are out of path, and if you are a real practitioner, you all have the body. Okay? Ignorance and suchness, the same attainment. And precept, concentration, and wisdom are equal, pure, and your desire, your anger, and your ignorance, they are all pure action. Okay. So hell and heaven are pure land. All the vexation is ultimately liberation. All the things in the universe so clear and all manifest the Buddha nature. They are all manifestations of the Buddha nature. That's what we call the Buddha's attainment. Buddha's attainment. Basically, the differences between the fourth stage and the third stage are the wisdom. The wisdom that you can tell what people need, but you treat them equally, and there is no self in it. So I just give a, I only can come up because I'm not at that level yet, so I can come up very, very true example that's close to our daily life is that if you have three children, they have different talent, they have different taste, you give them different training and you find them different teachers and you may give them different food, but you treat them equally because they are all your children. Just because they need different things, so you give them different things, but in your mind they are all equal, they are all your children. So Buddha see us, we are all equal, but you know, we are in different stages, so Buddha gives us different methods so that we can progress. But in Buddha's mind, in Buddha's view, we are all equal. That makes sense? So in the third stage, there is no subject and no object. Basically, wisdom does not rise yet. Okay, you are in the no discriminated mind, no duality. But this stage, no discrimination, no duality, but you can help others. The wisdom. Okay, 1 minute. So I want to conclude it. 最后了哈，我还要看结论的一个地方是，刚刚讲的是渐修法门，好，所以有四个层次，对不对？可是最后我还是讲，如果你是顿根的顿悟法门，是怎么样一个状况呢？他说，居一切时不起妄念，好，妄念是什么？不是杂念哦，妄念就是说，当我们在看到外境的一切现象的时候呢，我们不会起我执跟法执。照住持法师常常讲的，我们现在都是在处于妄念之中，对不对？居一切时不起妄念，于诸妄心亦不熄灭。虽然就是说，在。就你不起妄念，可是你还有一个心啊，你还有一个妄心在这边，我存在，对不对？那这个妄心呢，你也不会想要去熄灭它。为什么？因为你想要熄灭你这个妄心的这个念头，也是一个妄心。所以呢，住妄想就是于诸妄心亦不熄灭。因为你想要，你动了一个想要熄灭的心的时候，其实你已经是动了，就是你已经是妄心再加妄心了。所以这个层次的时候是，你知道你这个心是虚妄的，可是你不会想要去熄灭它。然后你住妄想境不加了之，
就像我们现在是住妄想境，我们在这边这个境都是妄想的，对不对？都是 illusory 的，你不会去分别它，你不会去异度分别它，哇，今天哎，那边新来一个人长得不错哦，哇，今天这个人怎样哦，我在这个境界我不会去起嫉妒，就是去评估去分别它，然后呢于无了之不变生死，虽然我不去了知，不去分别它，同样的，我甚至不起一个念头说，这是虚妄的境界，还是真实的境界。好，举个例子，我们之前有讲过一个梦的故事，对不对？就是我们都是因为在梦中，梦是佛是在梦醒的人，我们在梦里面，所以梦里面我们遇到人啊，就讨厌。遇到人就喜欢，你在梦境里面有一堆人事物，对不对？然后就起妄念。那他现在是说，我在梦中，我知道他是梦，所以我没有起妄念，我不会。然后呢，我在梦里的那个心呢，我也不会去想要熄灭他，说我要成佛，这个心把它熄灭掉。然后我在这个梦境当中呢，我不会去 discriminate。说你好你坏这样子，同时不是代表我不知道，我不去 discriminate 他是不是好是坏，但是同时呢，我也不会去告诉自己说这是梦境，我要去佛 wake up 这个梦，然后我要去佛的真实境界。因为当你觉得这是个梦境，你要去真实境界的时候，你又起了分别心，你又起了，也就是说在任何时候不起执着，不起分别，这是顿悟的法门。然后佛说，等一下再讲。然后 the last stage I want to conclude is that in the end the Buddha still remind us the previous four stages are gradual practice. You have four levels of attainment, but the ultimate method is the sudden method. And what would happen for the sudden method is at all times you won't generate illusory thought. What is illusory thought? Any thought that has self-attachment or dhamma attachment, that's illusory thought. It's different from wandering thought. Okay? So at all times you won't generateillusory thought, and you won't dismiss the illusory mind either. Okay, because your existence, there is a mind, right? That we call illusory mind. And you won't try to dismiss the illusory mind, because if you want to dismiss the illusory mind, you are alreadygenerate a second illusory mind. The mind that wants to dismiss the illusory mind. Right? And then, when you abide in the illusory environment, you won't generate discrimination. Like, this is good, this is bad. This is a handsome guy, this is an ugly guy. You won't generate. And even though you don't discriminate, and you cannot tell yourself this is false, this is true or not true. So I just give an example. Like previously we talked about, you know, we all sentient beings, like just like in a dream. In a dream, we have parents, we have children.We have boss, right? We have families and house. We have everything. But when you wake up, it does not exist. All of this does not exist. They do not exist, right? But when you are in a dream, the first level, you don't generate illusory thought. Means you won't mislead by those things that you think they are real. You don't attach to the Dharma.The self and Dharma.
And then you know that the mind is illusory, but you won't generate a second mind that wants to dismiss the illusory mind. And then when you are in the dream, you won't discriminate whatever in the dream. And on top of that, you won't discriminate what is true and what is false. Okay, so it's very, very deeper level, deeper and deeper. Is first you won't generate wandering thought, illusory thought, and then you won't try to dismiss the illusory mind, and you won't discriminate, and you won't tell yourself this dream is false. Because once you generate this mind, then there is a truth on the opposite. So you will tell yourself, I want to wake up from the dream, and I want to wake up. And you generate another kind of discrimination. That's what Buddha said, the true, the sudden method of practice. Actually, this is very deep. Okay, so 接下来佛说什么？他说哈，很好，你们大家都没有跑掉。他说，刚刚讲的那个 sudden method 哈，如果你们听了之后哈，信解受持不生惊畏，自则名为水顺觉心。有刚刚听了有解说，这说什么？胡扯，跑掉了，离席，他就不能接受。一个可能是我讲不清楚了哈。那另外一个是说，哎呀，这佛在说什么？怎么有这种事情？根本不 make sense。那如果你听到这个，你还能够相信、了解它，而且你还能够接受，而且还是去实现它，然后而且不会产生很惊怕或是害怕，这个时候你已经是随顺觉性，不得了了。So, once upon hearing this, I saw you guys didn't leave.Okay, Buddha say, you know, upon hearing this method, sudden method, if you believe in it, if you understand it, you can accept it and you can uphold it. And don't generate scary or vexation, then you are already follow the Buddha nature. Okay, 所以呢，这个呢就是今天要讲哈，一个清净慧菩萨哈是。讲我们可以证悟的境界嘛？哈，那下一次我不知道是九月讲的样子，这个是威德自在菩萨哈，下一次要讲威德自在菩萨。So next I'm going to talk about the Bodhisattva at ease and in majestic virtue. Basically talk about method. 开始讲方法哈，有怎样的法门我们可以修持，然后去得到这样的证悟的境界。OK， 好，我们今天对不起，时间超过，结束。我们先念一下回向偈。Chinese and English。
愿以此功德，庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身。
May the virtuous merit adorn and glorify the pure name of the Buddha. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly we alleviate the suffering of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.Thank you.
Please rise.